Hello everybody, I'm going to present a project and a website also, Preserving Tirana, the city. It's a project that intends to somehow relate architecture, participatory architecture actually, with the open source culture and open source platforms, some of the open source platforms. I'm going to start a little bit with giving some context. The picture you see is an old picture of the city of Tirana, because the project and the website itself is about the city of Tirana, but it's meant to work as a sort of pilot project for other cities of Albania or in the region that actually suffer from the same problematics. I don't really want to be nostalgic or to show some, I don't know, regress or something in the architecture of the city of Tirana, but I just wanted to state a little bit how the story, the history of the city started. This is the center, the city center, the old city center. It started basically with the old bazaar, which is the main area shown, the mosque, and also a hammam. You can somehow see a certain character or identity of the city, which during that time was mostly Ottoman or a little bit Oriental character. We say in architecture the genius loci of a city, so it's the spirit or the character of the city itself. Tirana is a mixture, is a very heterogeneous city in terms of population, its population, but also it has a great mixture of different architectures, different types of architecture that somehow show these different phases or historical phases under which it's developed through the years. We have, I'm gonna go a little bit fast, we have like this typical vernacular old houses, very Ottoman, with a very Ottoman character. Probably you can notice the first one because it's very close to the city center. You have also a lot of Italian architecture, this very elegant and beautiful villas, which are urban villas actually, which are spread all around the city center mainly. That's why I call them urban villas. You have also a mixture of the architecture done during the communist regime, a lot of Soviet Union architecture influences, like we have the case of the Combinati Textil Stalin, the two pictures above, and also the building of the Kino Studio, which is a typical communist architectural style or influenced architecture, let's say. And also there's a mixture of some architecture buildings that were done by some Albanian architects with the first hints, let's say, of modernistic architecture, like the pyramid that I guess because of being a very iconic building you would definitely notice. Have noticed already, and also there's this other building which was realized by a very important architect, Albanian architect, and is defined nowadays as the building with cubes because of its very specific volumetry on its main facade. This is a little bit the mixture of the architecture that has developed in the city of Tirana till nowadays, and traces that are still, let's say, existing. The situation today, we have this clashing, let's say, of the high-rise buildings in the city center through demolishing, let's say, some of the old existing representative buildings of the city of Tirana that I previously mentioned. And on the other side, we have also this PPP agreement elements that are rising in Tirana nowadays, which apparently haven't been that successful in other countries through Europe, but they're still being implemented here, basically using public property, giving it to private structures, private entities, without any further architectural competitions. and without any inclusiveness, let's say, of the community, of the local communities. So in this situation, I took part, all the project itself started from a research project held with the Institute of the Anthropology and Art Studies. And after the research project, it was translated, let's say, into a paper or article. And I focused mainly on these old buildings, not necessarily monuments, listed as monuments, but also buildings of Tirana that are representative of a certain historic, cultural, and economic also development of the city through the years. I define them as the undesired buildings of Tirana because nowadays they are somehow abandoned, endangered, neglected because of the lack of maintenance through the years. Because they were simply left at the course of nature, let's say. Two very important incentives during that time where the project was realized were the destruction, demolishing of the Museum of Natural Science, and also the case, the very hot topic at that time, and it still is actually, of the demolition of the National Theater of Tirana, to realize a new one there with this system of the public-private agreement. So I started, all the project started as individual research, actually. I started mapping all these buildings, categorizing them through the map, making pictures of the buildings, and also using literature and trying to find as much material about their history, about how they developed, about their architectural characteristics also. And what I realized was that it was a very big amount of work, that it couldn't be done by one person itself, but it needed somehow a further engagement, maybe of the local community, since actually these buildings are somehow assets, like common assets of everybody's, of all the inhabitants of Tirana. And at the same time, since all the information was a little bit disorganized, I thought that also a main structure, a more organized one, a website, was needed. And through some of my friends from the Open Labs hackerspace community, we made it possible to create a website, an open source platform website, which actually I started also to think about the visual identity of this website. These are some tryouts about the logo of Preserving Tirana. And I knew actually since the beginning that the main emblem or symbolic emblem would be the National Theater, because of the fact that it's problematic actually mostly joined or was the same or was similar, let's say, to that of several other ones of these buildings of the urban fabric of Tirana, let's say. I came out with this logo, which was somehow a mixture or a fusion of a barcode and the silhouette of the National Theater. The barcode, because what it represents, since it somehow translates into a digital information you get for the product it is attached to. And at the same time, the silhouette of the theater, it was mixed also with the date where the project was born, let's say, to somehow show the idea that the website would provide this digital information or more interactive information for each one of these buildings, as a certain barcode for each one of them would provide this certain data. About the website structure, this is the website preservingtirana.cd, you can check it. It's a very simple structure. We got it through a remix. We forked an existing website thanks to Redon and Sidorella, actually, who should be here. We used this existing structure of a website. We forked it, we enriched it, and we changed it according to what it would be more feasible and more doable in case of our project. You have on the left of the website, you have the general map of the of Tirana. It uses OpenStreetMap base, and each building is represented through its geolocation, which are these dots, these pins, also from OpenStreetMap. And on the right side of the website, you can find all the list of these buildings. You click to one of the pins and actually you get an identifying picture of the building. And if you want to get further information, you go to the right and you have a description of the building, of the history, of its architecture, of its current condition, etc. Also, in the beginning of the website, you can find more information on the article from where everything started, on how you can actually contribute to the website. I want to state that the website was intended to work as a public platform, so actually everybody could enrich it, could engage and add information, even though if they don't have like very technical skills on how to do it. And I'm going to show later also how you can actually contribute. From the website, so far we've been mapping 63 buildings and documented. 47 from them are mostly all neglected urban villas, like the one ones I show. You have some of the sketches of these buildings here, and 16 from them are actually public buildings. The intent of the website is, first of all, to document all these buildings, all these assets again, and to have somehow all the information about them, but at the same time to try to engage the community to contribute further on and to be participant of this documentation, this more interactive and different kind of documentation. I'm going to show some of the buildings that are already mapped. These are this category I mentioned, urban villas, and you can find plenty of them around in Tirana. They're mostly they're like neglected, they're not maintained, they're in very very bad conditions. Some also we have several multifamiliar dwellings. Public buildings also of different characters. Some of them are already demolished. Some of them are in the course of being demolished. And also another very important element or part of the website is this connection or direction to the Wikimedia Commons. And you can actually do it if you see one each building, actually each description of the building has a link. On the lower part of it, you can click and it directs you to Wikimedia Commons. Therefore, you can have more photos, pictures, not only about their exterior, but also about their interior. Some of them actually are empty. I've created the categories, but they still need more work, more time, actually, maybe more people to contribute and to add more information in them. I have some people who actually have helped me and contributed to its enrichment. Some of them are here. I thank Sonia. We did a lot of research together also to document as many buildings as possible. So we've created this major category, which are all historical buildings of Tirana. And each building then has been added as a subcategory. And each subcategory itself contains pictures, different photos of each one of these buildings. And they can be downloaded and they can be used also according to their license agreement. So this is an example, the pyramid of Tirana. You have several pictures from its interior and exterior. Or also you have the building of Combinati. Also, here you can find several other materials. Apart from these two platforms, all the material of the website is hosted on GitHub. You can find all the folders, like the list, all the list of the buildings with their description. You can find the article. You can find also a folder with all the pictures that are used, the bibliography. So everything is that has been used is already there. A lot of data is there. And everybody can get access to actually. And also to make all this communication, since it's on the verge of being a participatory architecture project, and since we want to include as many people as possible to contribute, because actually it's a big project if it tends to be applied properly. We have opened also some issues where we try to organize it in a more democratic way, like people commenting or adding an issue on how to add a new building, on if a new building should be added to the website or not, finding pictures about several buildings, issues about the design, the branding, the logo, etc., where everything happens here in the issues category. Also, how to contribute. First of all, the most important part, the further documentation. So everybody who has a suggestion, who wants to add or thinks that he has a new building that can be part of the website, he can propose it. He can propose it through the GitHub issues, if you just go to that repository. Or we've recently created also a Telegram group. We can chat there, and maybe we can discuss things from the group there also. Or in case you have information from literature or any information about the history of these buildings, you can also add it to the file on GitHub, to the list of buildings. Also on Wikimedia Commons, again, you can both contribute to Wikimedia Commons at the website. Also, you can add more pictures in case a category, let's say, is created, or there's an existing building but it doesn't have much pictures. You can update it, you can add more pictures. Again, you can open an issue, or you can write to the group, or directly upload these photos to the GitHub folder. It's quite easy. You simply create an account and you go further on uploading files or pictures or whatever you find more appropriate. Also, if you don't maybe have knowledge or you don't find yourself feasible to add one of these materials, you can simply help with correction, with typos, with, I don't know, fixing simple stuff also from the descriptions to the website. If there's any designer, of course, he can help with the stickers, with a better looking design maybe, or and also if you're a programmer, developer, there are a lot of features that actually need to be improved from the website, so I would ask to have a look at it. For example, one of the features I would like to maybe fix would be in the moment you click to one of the specific buildings, on the bar on the right should definitely show you the exact building you have been selected, let's say, which is still a feature I'm missing. So if anybody has any suggestion, welcome. In terms of financial help, maybe we also opened a Bitcoin wallet, thanks to Boris, who should be here also. We have a platform, Patreon, also, if you want to help. Of course, sharing is very important, so that more people can get to know about the project and can be included and be part of it. Printing the stickers also, etc. And for last, I wanted to just re-emphasize the fact why it's important, why these buildings actually are important, and why it's important to contribute to the project. And I want to cite here an activist, an American activist and journalist, Jane Jacobs. She talks especially about this importance of these old buildings, by citing that old ideas can sometimes use new buildings, but new ideas must definitely use old buildings. And about the fact that these buildings are so needed in a city life. Cities need old buildings so badly, it is probably impossible for vigorous streets and districts to grow without them. And also she states the fact that in general, businesses like chain stores or chain restaurants or banks are the type of businesses that actually are hosted into new structures or new buildings. most of the times, let's say, but spaces or businesses like art studios or art galleries or local or neighborhood restaurants are the ones that generally use this, these old buildings, and that are those ones that actually give a certain character and make a city livable. And also I want to state the fact that somehow through preserving, because talking about conserving is another topic, through preserving these buildings, despite from their situation nowadays, because some of them actually might look like ruins, it's important because they somehow connect you, because architecture actually connects you through space, but sometimes it also connects you through time, and having these buildings every day around would actually make you feel part of a continuum, a historical continuum, and yeah, cultural continuum also. And that's it. Thank you. Have any questions? Yes.
Have you had any interest from elsewhere in Albania?
From people to contribute to the project, or in general for the project? Because I presented it so far, to different spaces, and I've noticed that people actually have a lot of interest about the topic, and it shows that they care actually, and it's a very important topic of the current situation in Tirana. There have been some people who actually have been interested, and have some of them actually have directly contributed to GitHub, which I was surprised, because I had the idea that I had to do several workshops maybe to make people who don't actually use in their generally everyday basis GitHub or Wikimedia Commons, etc. There have been some people who actually have had the strong will of getting into GitHub or into Wikimedia Commons, etc. Some of them are here actually, so they're still contributing. But not as much as I was expecting, to be honest, because yeah, I understand that everybody has their everyday activities, and this is it's sometimes spent, of course, and energy. But I still believe that it's a common thing. I mean, it's something that it should be important to everybody. So I'm probably thinking further on to maybe do like smaller groups, meetings or something like that, to make it more cozier, more natural, and maybe to teach or to help everybody to learn these platforms and somehow contribute to it, because you don't contribute only through to the website and to the cause, but you somehow learn new things, which is the thing that I actually have learned so far. I've learned a lot about these platforms also, and how to use them in this context.
Are you in contact with the director for cultural monuments?
No. Actually, the buildings that I map are not only monuments, are not the ones listed as monuments. There are also, some of them are. Yes. But yeah, I'm not in contact with them.
Have you thought of a link between to the real world, so that you're in front of a nice building, you see somewhere a QR code or whatever, and you're like,
to add it to the building?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it. And it actually fits with the idea of the coding and getting information from there.
Yeah.
It's like a livable museum. You just go and you scan the information. Yeah. Could be interesting. So if there are people interested actually to contribute, or they noticed some other new old buildings around and they want to be a part of it, I'm more than happy actually to meet them and maybe just chit-chat a little bit and show them how to do it, how I do it actually. So. More.